Listen here, you beautiful bitch. I'm about to fuck you up with some truth.
Ladies.
Uneducated humor.
For in the his heels.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who smells?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Arnold. For once, I don't have my sidekick today. Said I have a beautiful sidekick today. My beautiful girlfriend. I feel like I'm kissing ass.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, slightly. You got a little brown on your nose right there.
Really? Because what you did earlier, you probably have brown on your nose. I have my girlfriend co-hosting tonight. Chance is at home dealing with some own personal shit. He said some shit on the last episode, so I think he's kind of dealing with that.
What did he say?
I'm gay.
So, yeah. He says a lot of shit like that. So then, too, I said a lot of gay things, too.
Like what?
I said I had a big old fat boner for Ryan Gosling. Did you know he's a fucking crier before that sinks in? Did you know he cries after sex?
No.
I don't know. Like, could you deal with me?
How do you know?
It was an article that came out. Some girl said that she had a one-night stand with him, and that, like, after they got done banging out, that he started crying.
I'd blame, like, the cocaine or something.
Huh?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't that.
Yeah, he looks kind of soft. I don't know.
No, he's hard, baby.
Huh?
He's hard.
I know, right? Could you handle me if I, like, me, like, all manly, and I started crying on you? What if I cried like in a manly way?
I think I'd go tell you to go to the store and buy some tampons for your vagina.
What? How dare you?
Don't you ever cry in front of me.
Why? What if I do it like in a manly way? this ass was so good. I get emotional.
Really?
What if I was like, man, your butt is like an onion. Makes your brother want to cry every time I see it. No?
Your butt is like an onion?
Yeah. Because
that's something every girl wants to hear.
No. If I said your butt smells like an onion, then...
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
I'm going to butter your biscuit right now.
You buttered it earlier.
So I told the listeners that we're totally going to do it on with the mics on. Is that cool? I mean, you're not going to hear anything. You're just going to hear... And you in the background. Oh yeah. Do it, daddy.
I do not call you daddy.
Why not?
I don't know.
Who is your daddy?
That would be me.
Creepy. It's slightly creepy to call you daddy.
What? No. If I said, like, call me Uncle Billy, then that is kind of creepy.
No. What's creepy if I call you daddy is because my little niece saw you one time and she was just like, oh, he kind of reminds me of your dad.
Why?
It grossed me out to know. And because you have these cargo shorts that you wear every day. He has these what do you call it? They're khaki cargo shorts.
Yeah.
And he wears them everywhere.
You know how many bags of chips I can hold in those?
How many tater tots?
How many tater tots I can hold in those?
Okay, Napoleon. Anyways, yeah, your cargo shorts are just like my dad's.
Yeah.
And he wears them all the time, too.
And they keep calling you Mija. Well, Mija, calm down.
Ew, I'm so grossed out. Shut up.
Well, Mija.
Gross.
Well, Mija.
Stop.
Mija.
Who is your daddy?
No.
So.
Creepy.
We also were having this conversation, seeking a banging out and all that. So, back to Ryan Gosling real fast. Like, how hot is he? He's pretty hot, right?
You're so gay.
Huh?
You're gay.
I'm gay for that ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You better drop the soap again in the shower.
Me?
Yeah.
We took a shower together earlier today and it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like you seeing my dick when it looks like a fucking thumb.
A thumb?
It looks like a fucking thumb.
No, smaller.
Oh, damn. That is mean.
Whatever.
That hurt my feelings.
Oh, go cry like a man. I'm gonna go cry like Ronnie.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
How dare you?
Don't ever talk about my penis.
Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked.
Don't forget who's Ike in this relationship. You're Tina Turner.
If you ever I'm make Mike. Me eat some cake.
I'm fucking... What's Michael Jackson's dad's name?
Phil? No, Phil Jackson is a Lakers really? Guy. Phil Jackson?
I know somebody's probably yelling at Joe Jackson?
Joe!
I'm Joe Jackson. You're Michael Jackson. You do what I say. What? Don't make me eat the cake, anime.
Really? Wait,
don't make me make you eat the cake, anime.
No. Can't quote some shit right and then don't quote it at all.
What? So, back to sex. Dirty talking. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Why nay?
Because it's creepy.
Why is it creepy?
I don't know. It's rapist-y.
Why is it rapist-y?
I know that's not a word. I know.
Take my big fat dick.
Take it, baby. Oof.
Do I ever sound like that? How do I sound?
You sound like a rapist.
How do I... Really?
Yeah.
It only sounds rapey when I say this.
Did somebody order the rape?
What's creepy is when you're like, baby... Let it happen, baby.
Am I breathing hard because I'm fat or because I'm all emotional?
I honestly don't know. I don't know if it's for a combination of both. Like when you dry hump me every day or like...
Okay, speaking of dry humping, this is how I know I'm dating myself.
You're dating yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're pretty douchey. You're slowly coming to my side. Slowly coming to the douchey side.
Really?
Yeah.
How dare you?
You know, what's the first thing I always do to you when I see you laying down on the bed or whatever?
You come up to me and you dry hump me like a dog in heat.
Yeah. It's but, like, yeah. Like a pug?
Like a pug with asthma.
So, every time I see her, like, laying down all like,
I don't lay down like, I just lay down like a regular.
Like a Puerto Rican chick? Like a spicy Latina? You know you want some of this, chico.
Really?
So every time I see her laying down, I always go up to her and start dry humping her. I'm not saying like maybe for a couple of seconds. How long does it last?
Like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Just like power humping. To me, I like to warm up.
It's hilarious, though.
What do you mean it's hilarious? It's hilarious. That's my go-to move.
Yeah, it is.
Try to get you going.
Oh, yeah. And if anything, it makes me laugh.
Why?
Because it's...
As long as you don't laugh at my dick when I whip it out.
Weird.
Why is it weird?
It's funny, though. It's funny.
How dare you?
Yeah.
So, when I started to realize I'm dating myself, what would you do to me when I was laying down on the bed?
I hopped on the bed and I dry humped you like a dog in heat. Yeah.
So, and you know, I had that epiphany moment like, fuck, I'm becoming more and more like him. I used to be so
yes,
sweet.
Yes, I do have that moment, but I get like, in Spanish, you call it ansias.
Ansias?
Anxious. You give me anxiety. So I get, like, hyper.
Hyper?
And then I don't know what to do with it, and it's all bottled up, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to dry hump him.
Yeah?
Sort of. Maybe. I don't know.
Wait, did we talk about dirty talking already?
Yes.
We did?
Come get your shit together.
Okay, back to dirty talking. I don't like it, and you don't like it.
Oh, bullshit, you don't like
it. I don't like it, for real. I don't like it.
If Megan Fox called you and was like, ooh, stick it in my whatever...
Stick it in my whatever. You're like me.
I can't
do it. You
have a
hard time saying the P word. No, if Megan Fox came up to me and started talking dirty to me, I'm not going to lie.
You'd probably come in your pants.
Why would I come in my pants? I'd just whip out my weenie.
That is completely inaccurate.
How dare... Really?
As his girlfriend, I will completely...
So you're saying I was small one?
Verify that.
You saying I was small one?
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch. You need to stop using that sound drop because it's going to get you in trouble. Don't ask for sex tonight.
Okay, I'm
sorry.
Don't
ask for nothing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't ask.
I'm sorry.
Shut your mouth, you stupid.
I left the B word out. At least later, can we at least...
Finger bang.
I don't even know why I have that sound. Well, as long as we can do that, we're good.
Whatever.
So yeah, so no dirty talk?
No.
What if I was just like, let me go balls to butt. It's called nuts to butt. Sorry. Let me go nuts to butt.
It's not attractive.
Why not?
It's not attractive.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just like I said, it's just serial killer-y.
Serial killer-y?
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Puts the lotion in the basket.
Yeah. It's creepy. When girls do it, it's kind of hot.
Yeah,
but when I do it, it's really awkward.
But like, try to give me a sample. I feel
like I'm like Shirley Temple trying to like tell somebody how to like.
Give me a sample. I'm kind of curious.
What do you want me to say?
Say something dirty. Yeah, I want you nuts to butt
in
my butt.
I can't do it.
Why not?
I don't know. It's foreign. It's weird.
Tense? Tense talks dirty to me.
Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt.
I'm like, no! Like, I haven't taken a shower. It smells.
Okay. Let me smell your dick.
Let me see. No, I can't say it. I was going to say exactly. Man, no.
Okay. I'm going to say a bunch of dirty things to you. I'm going to give you my soundboard.
Okay.
I don't even let Tench touch my soundboard.
Well.
I let him touch my dick, but not my soundboard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all you have to do, don't mess up my shit, okay? You're going to hit one.
I'm going to put vodka on your computer.
You're going to hit one if you don't like what I'm saying, and hit six.
Wait, one more time?
If you don't like my pickup line, you're going to hit one. One you're gonna hear.
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
And six? There is no number six, so. Ready? I'm gonna drop a couple of pickup lines on you.
Wait. Okay, go.
Ready?
Okay, go.
Hey, baby, let me go nuts to butt on you.
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
That didn't work?
No.
Let me put some beef in your taco.
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
Do you like sausage?
So
oh, all right. By the way, that was the first thing you ever said to me when we first met. What was it?
Me so horny.
Really?
I was surprised that the clip came out. Okay. Damn. I'm blanking right now. I'm usually hitting you all day with them.
Really?
I'm pretty aggressive with them all day.
I know.
Like earlier when I told you to get my phone from the car and I just die humped the shit out of you. Wait, did I?
No.
In my head I did.
In your head you die okay.
Yeah. And then we came upstairs and we humped.
See, that's creepy. You're saying even when you say humped such a weird.
Well, do you like yoga?
Humped. Do I like yoga?
Because you're gonna love these nuts.
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
I hate that.
I'll come up with one more. Give my soundboard back. How about this one?
Who is your daddy?
No?
No.
I'm pretty sure people wonder, what is it like to date me? Is it fun? I think it's fun.
I think you wonder what it's like to date you. Other people don't wonder.
Dating you is like dating me. Yeah.
That's an insult. Don't you ever say that shit again.
Did you or did you not say, let me put it in your butt earlier?
It was a joke.
See? I wasn't joking when I said it. When I say, let me put it in your butt, I mean business.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you better not put it in my butt.
Why not?
I don't walk straight for like days after that joke.
What if I'm romantic about it?
Mm-hmm. No.
What if I give you kisses and whisper in your ear?
Let the romance begin.
Yeah. Where's my freaking sound drop? I hate that.
So what am I allowed to... What stories am I allowed to say? What stories am I allowed
to... You are not allowed to disclose the Beatles story.
You can't bring it up and then...
No. You asked me what stories
can
you want
to... Can I fabricate it, at least?
No.
Can I, like, do some gentle lying? No. But, we were dry humping in the pool.
You're not allowed to bring up...
I'm going to tell the Beatles story.
No!
I'm going to say, hypothetically, you.
Yeah, because they don't hear now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, say the Beatles story.
So I can say the Beatles story? You want me to say dry humping or humping? Or wet humping.
It was wet humping. We're in a pool.
Yeah?
Go on.
And then after that, we'll tell the homeless.
I'll see.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, me and her were getting butt nasty in the... So, I have a house that has a pool in it. And we decided to go swimming. We had the whole house to ourselves. You know, people that listen know that I have roommates. So we decided that we're going to go swimming. And then Elena over here got to have the sausage.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you or do you not? Don't front like you don't want the sausage right now.
Oh, I want it all the time.
Yeah, let me use that as a clip. So, you know, we get all boned up. I get all boned up.
Why is it creepy when you tell the story? Continue.
Well, okay, then you tell the story.
No.
I'll just sit back with my sound effects.
I'm gonna boner.
Go ahead. You tell the story.
No.
You tell the story. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Well, I'm gonna be gnarly. Okay, so we're in... No, I can't even do it. I'm weird.
Why?
We're in the pool. We're basically having sex. It's getting to this awesome moment where it's getting hot and heavy. And I'm like, ooh, baby, pull my hair. And... But a second later, he goes to pull my hair. And he starts shoving my head under the water. And he says, there's a beetle in your hair. And I'm like, oh, it's like a June bug. It's a small beetle. Like, no biggie. So I'm not letting him push my head under the water. I'm wondering why he's trying to drown me. And he's like, no, is there a beetle in your hair? And sure enough, there is one of those huge, creepy, green, blue beetles.
I'm going to need you to not do that into my mic again.
So... It was definitely a mood killer, but actually we got it back right after.
Yeah, we did.
We did get right back to it.
Yeah,
we didn't let it bring us down.
For me, I'm fucking terrified of bugs. Like seriously, when I saw that fucking bug crawling in there,
you saved me though.
But baby, there's a fucking beetle in your hair. You're like, ah! And I was like, no, seriously. And I started like trying to pat your head, like to try to get it off, and it was stuck in your fucking hair.
Yeah.
So I got to the point where I'm just gonna fucking push your head underneath. So I don't have to touch it. And that's how fucking terrified I was. I was willing to drown you just to get the beetle off your fucking hair.
And then you ended up having to grab it out of my hair anyways.
Yeah. That's how much I wanted to.
You saved my life.
That's how much I wanted to have sex with you. I took one for the team, baby.
Sure. Uh-huh.
For real.
That's real talk right there, man.
Yeah, that was creepy, though. It was hilarious. I think it's just something you had to be there.
Definitely not a mood killer, because...
What?
Did some damage.
Yeah, we
did some poon wreckage.
Some poon wreckage?
See? It comes out of nowhere.
Poon wreckage?
Yeah.
Okay.
My balls are the... What is it? The wrecking ball.
Oh, God. You're so ridiculous.
These things get to swing and watch out.
Whatever. I get this all day long, every day. It never ends.
What, me? Yeah. Me being hilarious?
And I love the way he laughs at his own jokes.
Honestly, like, who's...
Honestly, you laugh at your own jokes before anybody else even... Sometimes you laugh before you even finish your own sentence.
Chench hates it.
It's hilarious.
Chench hates it so much.
Chench hates it?
Yeah. You're so mad. You know what he tells me after he gets mad?
What?
Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt.
He would rather me put my dick in his butt than hear me laugh at my own
That's
joke.
Hardcore, because having a penis in your ass is
more right, Chance,
no walk in the park.
I'm sorry.
Really?
On my show, I have a big dong, okay? And in reality, I'm back.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's on the show. On the show.
What? Fuck you!
Say a quick break and then we'll come back and read some stories. I have actually a funny YouTube video I want to show you. Alright, say a quick. What song are we going out with?
Magic Carpet Ride.
Get someone enthusiastic.
Magic Carpet Ride, baby.
Candles.
we are back from our break. Yeah. So,
30-second break.
How do you feel about oral pleasures?
We're not having this conversation.
No, we have to have a conversation. It's called a segue, baby.
A segue?
Yeah.
A segue, like what people ride.
This is radio.
Cops
no.
ride on.
Really?
That's a segue, baby.
The segue is when you bring up a subject to lead into something else.
Oh my god, that's called. This
is, it's radio talk.
It's
baby.
Called a segment.
I like how you said that with confidence, and then you have that confused look on your face.
No,
like,
no, no. I'm completely confident. It's called a segment.
It's called a segment?
You're not a segue.
You know what?
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
It's not called... It's
a segue?
It's not a segue. A segue is what mall cops write.
Really?
Yes.
Paul Blart?
Paul Blart.
Okay.
Mall cop.
I'm all for it. Either giving or receiving, I'm all for it. I think you have to take care of your man. Mm. Or your woman.
Okay.
In my case, Ryan Gosling, if he ever told me to, I think I would. But do you think as a woman, like, you would have to get lessons, or you think it just comes natural?
It's something that it needs to be guided.
You think you need a tutorial? Mm. I'm not saying you. I think people that are going to do it for the first time, you think they would need a tutorial?
Not a tutorial. I mean, it's not like... But would you go some to, sort of guidance, yeah.
So would you go to YouTube for it?
No.
Okay. Because I found a video online where it's just that.
This is my bonus technique, the grapefruit. Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time. No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. So what you need to do is you need to, of course, have a grapefruit.
You got
to
be shitty.
You want to make sure you get the ruby red. It's sweeter and it's easier. Now, what you want to do is make sure the grapefruit
is
at temperature. All you have to do is put it in warm water. Do not microwave it. Do not boil it. Then, once it gets to that temperature, all you need to do is roll it. The reason why you want to roll it is because you want to juice it up a little bit. The juicier, the better. Mm. Then what you're
going
to do is you're
going
to find the navel. There's two navels to the grapefruit. Once you do that, you're going to place it on the plate, and the navel's on the outside.
People get creative like this.
You want to take a knife, and you actually want to cut one side of that navel off. Now, all this that you're doing, he will not see any of this preparation because I'm going to tell you that a little bit later. It's a trick. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take it to the other side and do the same thing.
I can't believe this shit right now. Are these bitches really that
So you should have a grapefruit that has two sides missing
lazy.
Just like this.
If you have to
now what
you're
going
to
do is you're
going to
put a hole in the middle of the grapefruit approximately the size of your man's penis. Do not make it too big.
You need something bigger than
a
grapefruit, baby.
Just approximately.
Oh, you just want those little tangerines.
How dare you?
Midway down and make sure it goes all the way through. All you want to do is make a nice hole in the middle of the grapefruit.
That's a big hole.
Now, if you take it and make it too big, that's okay because you can always squeeze your hands like the muscles of your vagina. And if you make it too tight, all you have to do is take your finger and push the flesh back. It's just grapefruit. Now, when you grapefruit your man, he has to be blindfolded.
It's my favorite
There's no
part.
Ands, ifs, buts about it. Why? If you came to the bedroom with a grapefruit, what is your man going to say? What are you going to do with that? Is it going to burn and all that other thing? So you don't want any of that. So this is what you do. Say, baby, you know what? Tonight, I want to do something a little freakier. I want to suck your dick blindfolded. Your man will blindfold himself if he knows he's going to get some head. So now, the man is in the bed. You have the grapefruit already prepared under the bed. He smells the citrus in the air. He thinks you have on some new Victoria's Secrets or something. He has no idea. And what you're going to do is be a woman of your word. Now, you have to get his penis erect. So what you're going to do is just suck his dick. That's like you said you were going to do. Once he's nice and erect, what you're going to do is
for those who can't see this,
grapefruit.
What did she just do?
She just
filleted a big old fucking black dildo.
Yes.
So that noise that you
she
just heard,
deep throated it big time.
So that noise you just heard was her. That was her deep throating
mouth.
The dildo.
You're gonna twist up and down on his shaft and suck the head at the same time.
Why not just use your hand?
Now, ladies, remember, grapefruit is also a fat burner, so you're actually losing weight while you're sucking his dick. Now, once you're doing this technique, it feels amazing to him, but he still has no
it's
idea
like a
what
penis
you're doing.
Smoothie.
So what you want to tell your man to do is this. Take the blindfold off. He's going to be looking at you like, what the hell are you doing? But he'll never say stop. All he's going to be thinking is, I could have been fucking a grapefruit all these years. And that's the grapefruit technique.
Hey, by the way, I have fucked random things. Never fucked a grapefruit. Fucked my couch.
You fucked your couch?
Yes. I mean, we loved on my couch.
We're not taking those couches.
We can't bring the couch to the house? No? Mm-mm. We'll put some covers on it. Don't worry.
Gross.
I'm a gentleman.
Like explain. That. No. Now I'm going to ask a question. How did you fuck your couch?
Like, okay, because you know how a couch has creases? Okay. Don't worry, baby. I've fucked a lot of weird things.
Okay.
I found a do-it-yourself. Guy, he made a... He took a sock, right? Long sock. And then he put a rubber glove in the middle. And then he rolled up the sock. And then he folded it out like that.
Uh-huh.
So it becomes like a rubber vagina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did that. It was for the show, yeah. It was experimental.
I don't know if I want to be your girlfriend anymore.
Why?
That's so creepy.
It was for entertainment purposes only.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Your penis, then I found you, baby.
Penis and rotate. Oh, I'm so glad I replaced a sock and a latex glove.
And a couch.
And a couch.
And my pillows.
I've always wondered why I had that, like, yeah.
Penis scent. Yep. Yeah. I smell something in the air and I like it.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. So, did you learn anything from that lady? So, for people, I'm going to put the video out. So, people that can't see what she just did, she basically jerked off her... She's basically explaining how to jerk off your man with a grapefruit.
Yeah. That's the gist of it. It's so, pretty hilarious.
So,
some crazy people out there in the world.
I need you to go out and buy some grapefruit tonight.
I'm going to need you to shut your face.
Why? Watermelon?
I don't need a grapefruit, baby.
Huh?
Why I don't need a grapefruit.
Go watermelon? Mm. Something black? Well, hold up, girl. You ain't gonna waste no fucking watermelon.
Really?
You're like, you ain't got no fried chicken up in here? You ain't wasting no watermelon.
Speaking of fried chicken, I tried to be nice and you
know. We're gonna play a game.
No.
Is it racist?
No, is it racist? Yes. We ran into a homeless guy earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I decide to share a Coke. You know, ode to the Share a Coke campaign that's going on right now. And Arnold decides to share some fried chicken.
My cock. Why is it...
Before, I was going to give the homeless guy a Coke. You know, it's
before,
a hot day.
Okay, before we even get to that, we roll up into the parking lot. We see a homeless gentleman off to the right.
Yeah.
Happens to be a black guy. Butt crack is showing in the air. So basically how I sleep. That's how he was, sleeping in the street.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah.
In front of Ralph's.
Yeah.
So, I decide to buy him a Coke, and Arnold decides, you know what, why don't we get him something he can eat? And, I mean, I know he wasn't being racist, but I guess
I was being racist.
You're being racist. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe not. Well, coincidentally, he decides to give him an 8-piece fried chicken. Is it racist that Arnold decided to give the homeless African-American...
I was looking for watermelon, I'm not going to lie. I was like, fuck that. Watermelon is expensive here at Ralph's.
He gave him fried chicken.
And some grape drink.
And I'm not going to lie, we drove up after we...
He was a fucking asshole. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he was kind of a jerk.
So give me the goddamn chicken. Where's the watermelon?
He didn't even say thank you. But that's
he
okay.
Didn't.
That's
he didn't.
That's okay, baby. You did a good thing. You give, you know, and then he ate it.
That's why.
He was grubbing on that fried chicken when we drove off.
How did motherfuckers know I like fried chicken? So where's my motherfucking grape drink?
We did a good deed. Arnold was slightly racist about it, but...
I was racist about it the whole time. I'm going to give this African some fried chicken.
What if it was a homeless Chinese? I don't think I've ever seen a homeless Chinese person.
Because they all, like, live together, like Mexicans.
No. They just all drive BMWs
by the way,
and Lexuses.
By the way, like we have an audience in Ghana. What's up, you Africans?
Do you really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. In Canada.
Oh my gosh. Are you okay over there? How drunk are you?
Huh? On a scale of 1 to 10, like, not that much. So we have a segment that I like to do.
Segment, not a segue.
My segment. That's a segue.
It's not a segue. We're going to look that shit up later.
I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing. You're going to mock me?
Professional.
Oh, I'm going to mock you extra hard. Ooh, I can't wait.
Ooh, yeah, give it to me. Mock me extra hard.
Okay. So we have a...
You're going to mock me extra hard?
Yeah.
Mock me extra hard.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're making me... Now you're weirding me out. Now you're giving me the rapey vibe. Giving me the rapey vibe.
I tried to stick soap in his ass earlier, and he didn't like it.
Are you sure he didn't?
You puckered up pretty tight. I think I almost lost a finger.
I'm a tight ass anyway. So my favorite segment is...
Bitches be crazy.
So for this segment, I have...
I know all about crazy bitches.
You know all about crazy bitches? By the way, I kind of got a complaint about using the word bitches on the show.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah? Apparently girls don't like to be called bitches.
Who complained?
My sister. Mm. You know what my response to that was?
Bitch, please. Bitch.
Really? Your mic fell. Stop being crazy.
Okay, so... Segment. Bitches be crazy. There is...
Really?
A girl, a woman, down in...
Florida. Florida. It's always Florida.
Why do you say Florida?
Because all these freaking crazy asses always...
I will give you a dollar if it's from Florida.
A dollar?
Dollar. Pennsylvania. Ooh. Joan Elizabeth Wingate, 56, basically was setting up shop on a highway and... was pulling over truckers and offering to give, hang on, let me read it to you. June 30, a Pennsylvania woman masqueraded as a medical doctor and performed physicals on at least two male patients in her home, according to police. Shit, why is this thing popping up? Investigators alleged that Joan Elizabeth Wingate, 56, marketed her services to truckers who needed to have an update on their physicals. So, truckers need to go have exams and stuff like that. It's just part of the law.
Okay.
So, I guess she was asking for urine. So, basically, this girl was just posing as a doctor giving medical exams and asking for urine. They said they don't know why. I'm guessing it's for drugs, or I don't know.
She wants their urine for drugs? What?
Or maybe to pass a drug test? You need clean urine to pass a drug test?
Okay.
So, according to police, they asked her, what are you doing? She was like, I'm here to get some exams and...
suck some dicks!
Nice.
So, sometimes when you gotta have it, you gotta have it. And you put up with shit. You put up with my shit constantly.
This is true.
And
very true.
I think sometimes, like, me personally, I think I'm the smoothest Mac Daddy ever. And when I wake up in the morning and I'm next to you, it turns out that I'm not.
Because I do some
unsmooth shit, apparently, when I'm asleep.
Oh, yeah.
You want to share what that
Arnold,
is?
To put it nicely, he backfires in his sleep.
What are you talking about backfire?
Like a old Buick just kind of puts away.
In other words, I...
Oh, yeah. But that's more of like a continual... You're more like a pop. You fart like wet popping noises. I can't even do it. I don't even know. It just sounds really wet and like really poppy.
Don't say it sounds wet.
It sounds totally wet.
To me, it sounds wet.
No, oh no. It's loud and it's like singular and it's like it's just like a pop. Like it's like a backfire.
I wake myself up like...
And he laughs at himself. He knows I heard it, so he laughs. He literally wakes himself up and he laughs.
I'm like, well, what happened?
And you
cry. Then I look at you, I'm like, is she awake? Is she awake?
And I'm always awake.
The last time I did it, like, I was just like, is she awake? And then next you know, bam, she slaps my ass. I was like, ah, shit, she heard that one.
That was
sure she heard that one.
That was my friendly way of telling him, I sure did hear it.
Do you do you remember the first time I ever did that in front of you?
You were laughing.
I was laughing.
Yeah, the first time you farted in front of me, you were laughing at your own joke.
Was that really?
Yeah, you. Pretty much.
When?
Oh, a long time ago.
Did you bring it up to me?
Huh?
Did you bring it up to me, or were you like, this motherfucker just farted in front of me?
You laughed more at yourself because you could not deny it. We both heard it.
Well, did you? You're like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, we both cracked up over it.
That doesn't gross you out?
No.
No?
I haven't gotten like a horrible stinky one yet. I'm sure when it gets to there,
you're going to get one.
I'm going to run for cover.
So you put up with my bullshit. You put up with me dropping dumb jokes on you. I think hilarious jokes, by the way. You put up with me dry humping you throughout the day. And you put up with my farts.
You put up with me too, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why I love her. And that's why she's my girlfriend.
Come on, give it up!
So with that being said, this is Uneducated Humor. I'm Arnold.
And I'm Lainey. Suck it easy.
This your favorite song. Translation, ven aquí mami, así culo. Tú quiero que mi huevo si papi moreces. Pero chupase puto pendejo, el pinche cabrón. Let's get it nice like this, I'm a knight like this. Sword in my hand, I fight like this. And I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Bitch touche on guard. Toupee drop and a true tits pop out of that tank top and bra. And when I say do, 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 bitch that BK does. She wants some more of this, I give her more of this. I owe her this, in fact I know she missed the way I floored this. I'm focused, I know my Houston partners drop a four of this. Focus and slow it down, down. All right, let me blow this bitch. I'm famous, I blame this on you. Cash in the Ferrari, hang, get my penthouse roof. Skyline the clearest, watching your optics. Popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105, head with no power steering. Ah,
oh, oh, luxury. Chitty ching ching, could buy anything. Cop that, oh, oh, collard greens. 3 degrees low, make it hot for me. Drop that. Function on fire, burn the roof off this month of sight. Wood is calling, go crazy like no other weed, steady blowing. Pass the boy to my mama, runs in the family. But puff, keep a nigga fiending. Faded, 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 ride shot glass, super size. She gon' get some dick tonight. Meet me at the W, and no, it's not the west side. Stick it up your south side. Baller, futuristic, groovy, gangster with an attitude. What these niggas make a year, I spend that on my daughter's shoes. Smoking weed and drinking, all the college students loving you. We gon' turn it out until the neighbors wanna party too. Oh, oh, luxury, chitty ching ching, goodbye.